armed battles inflamed by airstrikes continue to rage at Tripoli, Benghazi, and other parts of the country, according to Tariq Mitri, the outgoing UN Special Envoy for Libya. An estimated 100,000 people have been displaced by the fighting, while another 150,000, including migrant workers, have fled the country. Food, fuel, water, electricity, and medicines are in short supply. Mr. Mitri, who's also the head of the UN mission in the country, says armed confrontations among Libyan political factions have been unprecedented in their gravity and very alarming.
The use by all sides of heavy weapons in densely populated areas has spread terror and contributed to a rising toll of innocent lives lost, including children. In addition, there have been many cases of kidnapping, burning houses, looting, and other acts of revenge.
Two groups fighting under the name Fajr Libya or Libya's Dawn and Ansar al-Sharia have been branded outlaws and terrorists by the newly elected House of Representatives. The Libyan parliament replaced the Islamist-backed General National Congress, whose tenure has expired. A call by the House of Representatives for foreign intervention has been decried as an act of treason by these Islamist groups. The UN Special Envoy Tariq Mitri again.
The threat from the spread of terrorist groups has become real. Their presence and activities in a number of Libyan cities are known to all. At present, the chaotic security situation and the very limited capacity of the government to counter the threat may well have created a fertile ground for a mounting danger in Libya and beyond.
In Wednesday's resolution, council members echoed Mitri's view by expressing concern at the growing presence of Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist groups and individuals. Meanwhile, the Libyan ambassador to the UN, Ibrahim Dabashi, warns the violence could lead into war.
This situation since the 13th of July has become even more complicated, and this situation might unravel into a full-blown civil war if we're not very careful and wise in our actions, and that needs to be true of all parties. I have always excluded the possibility of civil war, but the situation has changed. In the past, the security incidents were limited, isolated, and rare.
The UN resolution also sends a message to the warring parties, reminding them of their obligations under humanitarian law, while underlining the need for a UN-facilitated political dialogue. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.